Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So you've got Trisha from The Morning Show in on your Wednesday morning. Mike is out. He's at a friend's wedding or something.
A party.
We've got Emily here. We got all kinds of stuff happening today. Okay, so yesterday on the Mike and Trisha Facebook page, I put up this question. Should we do a food drive and keep everything here? Mm-hmm. Or should we, you know, try to split it? What should we do? Well, there was a lot of very, let's say, lively discussion.
Was there? That's what I was thinking about yesterday. I was like, whatever happened to that question?
There was some lively discussion on there because people, some of our listeners were like, you know, it sounds like it's an us against them mentality. And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. Here's what happened. Okay. Tons and tons of stuff is getting delivered and donated to Houston.
Yes.
I have a cousin who works for the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we've got a lot of stuff in Houston right now that we can't even distribute.
Really?
Because the streets are still so bad.
Of course, yeah.
That they can't distribute the stuff. So yesterday, the city of El Paso put out a press release and they were like, look, lots and lots of stuff is getting delivered and donated,
mm-hmm.
but we need you to stop doing that because there's so much stuff.
Really?
And the streets are so bad. And the just the sorting process, because when you get stuff, you know, donated, they have to sort it. They have to figure out where it goes or, you know, who's going to be best utilized by the stuff that's being donated and stuff like that. Well, that takes a lot of people. And right now, they just don't have those kind of
people. Yeah, they need more volunteers, if anything.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, let's put a stop to the donations right now because we don't have anybody to sort stuff out. It's really tough to get through the streets of Houston right now. So let's hold on a bit, and then we'll kick it back up again when we you know, catch up a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, what I was thinking was, why don't we do this? Let's do a food drive for El Paso.
Uh-huh.
And we will do a money donation drive for hurricane relief because Irma is bearing down hard.
Yeah.
And it could be hitting Florida, South Carolina, and all up along the eastern seaboard. So what I was thinking was, if you want to donate money to hurricane relief, then we'll do that, and we'll make sure that money gets to hurricane relief via the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do a food drive for El Paso. Because yesterday, I don't know if you remember yesterday in the news, I was telling you about how Socorro Independent School District is now doing a dinner, free dinner for kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the reason why is because there are so many kids who really rely on free lunch, free breakfast, but those are the kids who don't get dinner necessarily.
Yeah.
And so the Socorro District has recognized that. So now they're doing a dinner thing. But then you got to think about those kids won't get fed Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Exactly.
Because they don't have the school to rely on.
Uh-huh.
So these are kids whose parents are going to be going to the food pantry and things like
that. Exactly. Or even outside the area, like my mom teaches out of school and she tells me sometimes the kids are, hey, miss, like, do you have a snack?
Exactly.
And they ask the teachers for food. And
they
are receiving lunch and breakfast. But when they're going home, that's when they're like, hey, miss, can I have a snack?
They don't have anything.
So it's not something you think about,
right,
which we should. It takes something like a hurricane or all that to bring people to be like, oh, yeah, let's start doing things for other people.
Yeah. So what I was thinking was, let's do if you want to donate non-perishable food items, you can bring them to the station. We're at 4180 North Mesa. If you need more information about that, 880-9393. So we'll do non-perishable food items here at the station, and those will be delivered to... I got a phone call from the Child Crisis Center yesterday. They're almost completely out of food.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. We'll donate to, you know, some charities around town that help out families and kids.
Mm-hmm.
We'll donate to the food bank. And yes, lots and lots of people are doing that, but there's lots and lots of need.
Yes.
So whatever it is that you can donate, non-perishable food items, we'll take them here at the station. And those will stay here in El Paso. If you want to donate money to the hurricane relief, then you can either drop it off here at the station, or I'm going to set up our GoFundMe page again.
Ah, smart.
And you can donate there. Mm-hmm. I'll set that up by the end of this morning, and you can donate there. I'll do a blog. I'll give you all the information. But let's do that, And then that way, we help out people in El Paso, and we help out hurricane relief.
There we go. Everyone's happy.
Everyone's
no fighting.
Happy. Everyone's
nothing
helped.
About that.
Nobody's fighting. Okay.
So, I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Man.
It was going to turn into this brutal, like, well, why don't we help them? I'm not going to help people here.
I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know. And
like,
so
come
that's
on,
what
people.
Happened, but we're going to try to help everybody. So we'll be telling you more about this throughout the morning. I'll be doing a blog about it. I'll give you the links to the GoFundMe page, all that stuff. On KissElPaso.com. That'll be done by the end of the morning. But, yeah, we're going to help everybody.
There we go.
So let's do that.
Kiss FM. And now it's time for...
Three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first big thing you need to know about is that sinkhole on South Mesa that's heading towards downtown, right around the King's area, King's X area. It's expected to be completely repaired by today, so that's good because
Yay.
That's been causing, yeah, a lot of traffic headaches for almost a week now. Remember, it's that sinkhole that opened up because of the water main break last week, and it for a while it closed down all of Mesa, but then there's one lane open.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, and it's going past King's X. And once you get past the area, then Mesa opens back up. But it does slow traffic down. But the good news is, supposedly, allegedly, it will be completely repaired by today.
Yay.
And, yeah, when it finally totally opens up, we'll let you know. The other thing you need to know about is that, yes, the Dreamers Act is going to be... phased out is what the Trump administration is calling it. They're saying that it's going to be about a 6-month delay, and the administration says that's because it's designed to give Congress time to find a legislative solution for Dreamers. People who have work permits through DACA will be able to stay in the U.S. until those permits expire. Unfortunately, no new applications are going to be accepted going forward. That is unless, you know, Congress and the Senate are like, yeah, whatever, dude, we're going to go ahead and keep this. So that's, and that's also possible. So we'll see what happens. And then finally, what you need to know about Dallas Cowboys fans, the NFL suspended Ezekiel Elliott earlier this month after finding what they called substantial evidence that he engaged in physical violence against his then-girlfriend, Tiffany Thompson. Of course, the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott have said that did not happen. Well, he gave his side of the story while under oath in court, and they were like, yeah, your suspension stands. So it's like,
oh, so he tried.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next step is federal court, where he will ask the judge to reduce his suspension. But for right now, the NFL has gone ahead and kept his suspension in place. And that's, of course, that 6-game suspension. So that's huge.
Oh,
but,
God. I had seen somewhere that he was still going to be able to play or something.
They were going to let him play, from what I understand, because he was kind of going to do like the Tom Brady thing. Well, this whole thing is still in litigation. It's still in investigation,
okay.
All that stuff. But apparently not. Apparently now they're like, nope, it stands as it is. So I'm not sure if they're going to be able to say, well, it's going to be in federal court, so he should be able to play until it plays out in federal court.
Okay.
So I imagine that's the next move. So we'll keep an eye on Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys.
Kiss FM.
This is huge.
Huge.
Okay, for like years and years, like 4 years,
okay.
There's been one couple that everybody in Hollywood knew was a couple, but they never got seen together. As a matter of fact, they used to go so far as to wear disguises.
Really?
When they were like going in and out of each other's houses or hotels together or whatever. Did everything they could to not get photographed together. I mean, super duper top secret.
Ew.
Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes.
Really?
Yes.
I have heard. You could see it when they were doing media press together.
Uh-huh,
I remember
uh-huh.
once. And I was like, good for her.
Yeah.
She's out of that crazy house now.
I know,
you know,
right?
Let her have fun.
Okay, so they first started seeing each other about a year or so after she divorced Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Okay, and so everybody knew about it. Everybody was like, it was almost like all of Hollywood was going, okay, we'll help you out, you know.
Aww.
Nobody would talk about it. Like, you know, people were trying to get photographs and they would get like, you know, when they were walking in and out of venues and stuff like that, they would be like kind of helped out one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there are paparazzi photographs and video of them on a beach holding hands.
Gasp.
Holding hands. I know, I'm clutching my pearls.
Oh, dear.
I know, out. Right? So, okay, so people have been reporting that Katie has a ring on her finger, that kind of ring, since March of last year. But nobody's saying that they're married or that they're engaged or whatever. But I'm just, like, shocked that they're, like, so public on a beach in Malibu.
It's about time. It took them long enough.
Yeah, they're so sweet. And they look awful cute together.
They do.
So, yeah, very, very cute.
If she can stand Jamie Foxx, then good for her.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
You don't like Jamie Foxx?
I do. I like his music. He's a very good singer.
Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. Finally out and about.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them.
Me too. Okay, so Jamie Foxx, Katie Holmes.
Just don't break up like everyone else in the film.
I know, right? Break our hearts.
Yeah, don't bring us up and slam us down there, right? Jamie Foxx. Looking at you.
It is 6:46, and that's your Hollywood Dirt.
Kiss FM.
But we've got Emily running the board for us, and of course you got me, Trisha from the morning show. It's Wednesday morning. Isn't this lovely? Midway through the week.
Yeah, midway of figuring this board out.
I know.
So, again, if you guys hear random things, forgive me.
That's okay. You're doing fine.
I'm figuring things out.
You're doing fine. Okay, so the new cast of Dancing with the Stars has just been announced.
Ooh.
Okay, so here's, I guess, the biggest star is...
if you can call him that.
Yeah, well, okay, let's see here. I guess the biggest... Okay, I guess the biggest storyline is going to be that Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, his wifey, they're going to be competing against each other.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so those two are going to be on the show, and they're going to be competing against each other.
And that's not fair. He does dance. He was a boy band member.
Yeah,
Vanessa was just a VJ on MTV, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, so they're going to be competing against each other. The other one I recognize is Terrell Owens. He used to be a football player.
Yes.
And he used to have
everyone knows T.O.
Yeah, and he used to have his own reality show. And I love him. I just think he's adorable.
He can dance, too.
Debbie Gibson is going to be on. She's from the 80s. And mm-hmm. she, for a while, was doing the whole, I'm Deborah, not Debbie Gibson.
I grew up.
Now she's back to Debbie, apparently. The other one that's a big one on there is Frankie Muniz. He's the kid that was...
Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah.
So he's going to be on. He's all
crazy,
grown up
balding.
Now.
It's yeah. funny.
He's all grown up now. One of the Property Brothers, Drew Scott, is going to be on.
They look alike, so they God knows alike. He could just switch each other out.
Right,
you
exactly.
Never know.
Exactly. Nikki Bella, isn't she a female
Bella
wrestler?
Bella Twin, yeah. WWE.
Yep, so she's going to be on as well. Okay, now here's some people that I have no idea who they are.
Uh-oh.
One of them is Victoria Arlen.
No idea.
Have no
clue. Do they have any issue, the Olympic girl?
Maybe. That's possible. That's entirely possible. Sarah Petiers?
No idea.
Have no clue. Jordan Fisher?
No idea.
Lindsay Sterling.
I do know Lindsay Sterling. She's incredibly talented with the violin, so she comes out with music like that. She did a song with Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm,
nice.
Which is a rock band I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
So if you listen to her music, she's really good.
Oh,
I don't know if she
cool.
can dance, but she is a talented lady.
Very cool. Derek Fisher,
that sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar.
Basketball player.
Is that who he is?
I think I saw it earlier.
And then Barbara Corcoran. She's one of the Sharks.
I like her.
She's the little blonde one.
I like Barbara.
She's adorable.
She's cute.
Super
she's
cute.
Mean at times. I was just watching it like a couple
love.
Days ago.
It's tough
yeah.
love.
And she got all excited because she saw a naked dude for like one of those classes that you paint and you drink wine.
Yeah.
So someone was asking the Sharks, like, help me create this. And we're like, we brought something for you, Barbara, and then the other girl, and they brought this guy, and he just got naked. And so
nice.
She got all freaked out. She's like, oh, hey. But she didn't give him an offer. So I was like, they were trying to impress her. She's just like, no, I saw a good show, but I'm out.
Do they have a GoFundMe page where we can donate, you know, $50 towards their business plan?
I know, we should. Well, I think they made a deal. With the naked dude, but from one of the guys.
Cool.
I think, so.
Okay.
Good for them. But sex does not sell anymore, guys.
What? It doesn't?
I guess on Shark Tank.
Oh,
not
okay.
for Barbara.
Yeah, no, apparently not. Okay, so that's your lineup. It's, let's see here. It's Victoria Arlen, I guess the Olympic
person. I think it is.
Vanessa and Nick Lachey, Terrell Owens, Sasha Petiers.
I don't know.
Nikki Bella, Lindsey Sterling, Jordan Fisher, Frankie Muniz, Drew Scott, Derek Fisher, Debbie Gibson, and Barbara Corcoran. And that's your new Dancing with the Stars cast. So there. Gosh, can't wait.
I can't wait. I do. I'm not going to lie. If it's on, I will watch it.
Do you really?
If I'm home and it's on. I do enjoy it.
Here's how long it's been since I've watched Dancing with the Stars. The last time I watched was when, what's his name? The guy, the talk show host. What's his name?
Oh, well, there's been a lot.
No. He's the guy. He's got that. It's horrible.
Kim Kardashian.
No. It's the man.
She was on it.
It was the man. He's a daytime talk show host. What's his name?
Oh, goodness. Daytime talk show host.
Yeah. He has that horrible, you know.
Oh.
Not the You're the Dad one.
Matt Lauer. It's a talk show host.
It's a talk show host.
Dr. Oz.
No. Anyway, so that's the last time I watched it.
It's been that long.
That was like
5 years
ago. God, I know. So, yeah. So, there you go. There's your Dancing with the Stars cast for the new upcoming season. 93.1 Kiss FM.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.